Ever wake up feeling like you've run a marathon in your sleep? Yeah, me too. Sometimes it feels like we're just running on fumes, pushing through days fueled by caffeine and sheer willpower. But here's the truth. Our mental health and overall well-being depend heavily on something most of us neglect: good old-fashioned sleep. Now, I know what you're thinking, Brandon, this is basic advice. And yeah, you're right. But there's a whole lot more to it than just hitting 8 hours. It's about quality, consistency, and making sleep a priority, not an afterthought. Think of it like this. Sleep isn't just about resting your body, it's about recharging your mind, like plugging your brain into the ultimate power source. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your sleep game, and trust me, you'll thank me later. Number 1. Ditch the screen time before bed. Ever notice how scrolling through social media or binge-watching Netflix keeps you wide awake? That's because the blue light emitted from those devices tricks your brain into thinking it's still daytime, messing with your natural sleep-wake cycle. It's like telling your body, hey, let's party all night, when it's actually time to wind down. Aim for at least an hour of screen-free time before hitting the hay and replace that scrolling with something relaxing, a good book, some calming music, or even a warm bath. Number 2. Create a consistent sleep schedule. Think of your body like a well-oiled machine, it thrives on routine. Going to bed and waking up around the same time every day, even on weekends, helps regulate your internal clock and sets you up for better sleep. You know that feeling when you're jet-lagged after a trip? It's because your body is confused about what time it is. Number 3. Craft the bedtime routine. Think of this as your pre-sleep ritual, like a warm-up act for slumber. Activities like reading, taking a warm bath, or practicing light stretching can signal to your body that it's time to relax and prepare for sleep. This helps create a sense of calm and eases you into a restful state. Number 4. Optimize your sleep environment. Your bedroom should be your sanctuary, dark, quiet, and cool. Invest in blackout curtains, earplugs, or white noise machine if needed. Make sure your bed is comfortable and avoid using it for anything other than sleep and intimate activities. You don't want to train your brain to associate your bed with stress or work. Number 5. Watch your diet and exercise habits. Ever notice how eating a big meal right before bed can make you feel restless? Same goes for hitting the gym super late in the day. Your body needs time to digest and wind down, so aim to finish dinner a few hours before bedtime and try to get your workouts done earlier in the day. Think about a time when you were running on empty, mentally drained, irritable, maybe even prone to making impulsive decisions. Now imagine feeling energized, focused, and capable of tackling anything. That's the power of prioritizing sleep. It's not just about catching some ZZZs, it's about investing in your mental health and overall well-being. So, how do we actually put this into practice? Let's say you find yourself scrolling through social media until midnight. Instead, try setting a timer for an hour before bed and dedicate that time to a calming activity like reading or taking a warm bath. Then, make sure your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cool. Think of it as your personal sleep oasis. You'll be surprised how much better you feel after just a few days of making these small changes. Now, remember, this isn't about achieving perfection overnight, it's about progress, not pressure. Start with one or two changes that resonate with you and build from there. The key is consistency. Keep in mind, your mental health matters. You deserve to feel your best, and prioritizing sleep is a powerful step in that direction. So, go out there, get those ZZZs, and wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to conquer the world. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. And if you have any thoughts or questions, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep that stoic state of mind strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.